We're delighted to say we can cross live to Russia now to have a chat to our man from Today FM Sport and writer for offtheball.com, John Duggan. Hi, John.
Dave, how you doing?
Good. How are you getting on?
The engines have just literally been switched off in Kaliningrad on the plane.
Okay.
I'm still on the plane.
So Kaliningrad is that interesting little kind of tiny nugget of land that's beyond Estonia and Latvia and Lithuania. It's like not really in Russia, but it is Russia.
Yeah, it's a strange one. It was kind of kept within Russian hands after World War II. It used to be known as Königsberg.
Mm.
It used to be kind of part of Prussia. So I'm 676 miles west of Russia now. So I'm between Poland and Lithuania, just on the cusp of the Baltic Sea. And I'm just down the road from Gdansk in Poland.
Ah, where we, hung out for the Euros in 2016.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a mad departure. It's a strange kind of enclave of Russia. So and for years, lads, this was a closed city again, like Nizhny Novgorod, where I was last week when I spoke to you last. This was a closed city during the Cold War. Foreign nationals could not get access to it. Obviously, there's a degree that it was a bit of a hub, a base.
Mm.
Now it's hosting World Cup games. The one I'm going to this evening is England against Belgium, which kicks off at 7 o'clock Irish time.
You lucky thing, man. I'd love to be going to that game. It looks like Lukaku's not going to play. Maybe Roberto Martinez is going to rest a load of lads from the Belgium team to just get them ready for the last 16. Do you think it really matters who finishes top of this group?
I don't think it matters who finishes top, but I think the way you enter the knockout stage, Dave, does matter. I think momentum is crucial, as we saw with Germany being knocked out shockingly yesterday at the World Cup, the world champions of 4 years ago. I think England have got a great feel-good factor. They beat Tunisia and Panama comfortably, as did Belgium, but England will want to keep that momentum going, I think. They haven't won a knockout game at the World Cup, which would be the next match, in 12 years.
Wow.
So I think that Southgate will make some changes. He'll probably bring in that teenager from Liverpool, Trent Alexander-Arnold, who's been so promising as a fullback. He'll probably bring in Eric Dier. He'll probably bring in Phil Jones and Gary Cahill. Dele Alli might return, but I still expect Harry Kane, who scored 5 goals in the World Cup so far, to start. Belgium are a bit more relaxed. Roberto Martinez, I should say, is calling the celebration of football, which I find a bit strange. I think his attitude is he wants to give all the players in his 23-man squad a chance. But it means probably that Eden Hazard, Kevin De Bruyne will definitely not play because he's been on a yellow card already, and Martinez does not want to risk that. And Romelu Lukaku will not play. So I don't think it really matters who finishes first or second, with Colombia, Senegal and Japan battling it out earlier in the day for the other place in the last 16. But I do think your momentum does matter. And I think England has momentum now, and I think it would be wise for England, regardless what's going to happen later in the tournament or who they're going to draw or whatever, to try and go win the game.
You mentioned Germany, and of course, like, it was such a shock that they went out and finished, ended up finishing bottom of the group. But I saw a stat yesterday, which is the fact that when France won it in 98, they went out in the group stage in 2002. Italy did the same 2006, 2010. Spain did the same 2010, 2014. And then Germany did it now 2014, 2018.
So it's a bit of a curse, is it?
I think it's just cyclical, lads. I think that it's hard to win World Cups, and I think these things go in cycles. So, for example, with Spain cycle, they won the Euros in 08 and 12, they won the World Cup in 10, and then you have your dip, and now they're resurgent again. I suppose what we're all surprised about, it's not really in the German psyche, is it?
No.
To fail. Like, they haven't, it wasn't a group stage in 1938, but there wasn't an opening phase, and that was the last time they failed at the opening phase. So even in the past, 1982, 2002, when German teams have had ordinary teams, they found that way, that will, to get to finals. And we all thought when Toni Kroos put the ball in the back of the net the other night, amazingly in the last minute, well, that's the Germans back again. Not to be. Momentum is a huge thing at a World Cup or any sporting event. You have to build that confidence, that momentum, playing well. Last night, lads, I was at Brazil. And Brazil are building, I think, that momentum for the knockout stage. I think they were pretty impressive against Serbia in that 2-0 win.
Mm. And you mentioned momentum there. Like, let's talk about Spain there, who, as you said, did 08, 10 and 12. Portugal did Euro 2016. Are they an outside bet, do you think, for Ronaldo dragging him by the back of the neck now that he didn't get a red card and he's ready for the last 16?
Not at all. Portugal are a functional team for me. They were second best against Morocco, the game I was at last week. They probably should have lost that match. Morocco couldn't score if you give them 25 open goals. I think Portugal are a very, very functional team. They're very well set up. They're pretty defensive in ways, but they don't really have any world-class players apart from the one called Cristiano. He was actually born on the same day as Neymar, not in the same year, but that was an interesting thing I learned in my research. No, but I don't think they have the quality, lads. Even though they won the Euros, I don't think they've got the quality to go further. I think Uruguay will beat them when the knockout stage starts on Saturday. I think you'd be looking for other teams like Croatia. I think compared to probably the most, and Uruguay are probably the most impressive of the second tier nations that we've seen.
That's music to my ears, John, because I've got Croatia in the Marconi House sweepstake. So I hope Modric.
Who did you get?
Dermot got Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I haven't had much to cheer about this whole tournament, I'm afraid.
So Dermot, you need to pick. You need to get a second chance. You need to pick a team.
Yeah.
Not a sweepstake thing or anything, but like for a five or better, whatever. You need now to make a decision, Dermot. Pick a team that is going to win, and if that usurps Dave, then you can have the bragging rights.
Yeah, I don't know. Like so many other things in my life, it all ended prematurely.
John, enjoy Kaliningrad, enjoy England, Belgium, and we'll catch up with you again very soon and find out more amazing stories from the World Cup. Thanks a million.
All right, lads. See you soon.
Best of luck. Bye-bye. That's John Duggan there from Today FM Sport and writer for offtheball.com in Russia for the World Cup. The lucky thing.
I did watch the Brazilian game last night, actually. I haven't actually sat down to watch. I've seen bits and pieces of games. But I really enjoyed that. They were just kicking the ball around for fun. The possession was unreal. And that guy, Willian's very good, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm a big Willian fan, even though he plays for Chelsea.
Solid.
What did you think of Neymar's play acting? Did that appeal to you as a rugby fan? A lot of rugby fans don't like that kind of someone touches their shoulder and they go down clasping their face type thing.
I don't think you can single him out.
You certainly can.
It's soccer in general.
No. There's a bit, look.
They're all rolling around.
Some of them are worse than others.
They're all falling on the ground. They're all holding their faces. That does annoy me because it doesn't happen in any other sport. But having said that, I do enjoy a spectacle of the World Cup and watching Brazil play.
Magical.
I think they're finding their stride now. They'd be very hard to beat, I'd say.